everyone. It is episode 248 on the longest serving real estate podcast in Australia. It is MDA. It's Tom Panos, John McGar, and Troy Malcolm. Guys, how's that for an intro?
That was passionate. That was exciting. And 248. Who'd have thought three gibberers would get to 248? So delightful to be here. And we love our audience. So hopefully we're still making sense it's a quarter of a thousand, two and a half centuries later. Troy, I just noticed you very discreetly just made yourself host. We're just talking before. We won't waste too much time. But I'm just fascinated. Tom said, you know, what do I have to press? And Troy said, just make me the host. Tommy, I'll deal with it all. So all of a sudden, Tom, what little control we had, which was you being the host, has just disappeared. And now Troy has got a total monopoly over this podcast.
Thank you. Thank you both for being part of the podcast. I'll never
forget it. I was sitting at a meeting once with Michael Hannon, we were talking, there was a manager who was a bit of a micromanager control freak. And then Michael Hannon goes, You think we've got problems with her? He goes, wait till you get the technology team getting control. Then you're done. You're finished.
So, Troy, it's all over to you now, my friend. You're in total control. You've taken the rights. You've taken the trademark. You've taken everything. Your editor, your producer, your director. You're probably getting millions on the side that we know nothing about. But what are we going to talk about, Tom? Let's give some value whilst we're here. That's all we're good for, a bit of content value.
Okay. Now, I might get this right, I might get it wrong, but the statement is Easter is the new Christmas, or Christmas is the new Easter. I'm not quite sure. I thought I had it right, but then John confused me. But the most important thing is we believe there are some fundamentals happening in the real estate market in 2020, triggered by COVID, which means there shouldn't be people traveling overseas at Christmas. There won't be as many people leaving home. We expect there'll be less Christmas parties, and we expect that there's going to be people sitting on realestate.com and domain.com pursuing real estate, which essentially says that, hey, don't think you've only got 9 weeks of work to go. You could be working pretty hard right through to Easter. What do you think, guys?
Let's just add to the confusion, Tommy, because we did say a couple of episodes ago that July is the new spring. So we'll just throw that into the mix as well to confuse everyone. For the dwindling audience we have, we've now just confused the last six people that are tuning out as we speak. I think you're right. And we were talking about it before. None of us have got the crystal ball of the future, but I do think the world's changing. You have to be flexible. The likelihood is that, you know, sort of extended 4 to 6 week Christmas breaks are not going to be around this year, that you'll have to probably package it or, you know, bundle it down into smaller packages with overseas travel and maybe even some interstate travel being problematic. So I agree with you. But in the meantime, it's funny, Troy and I were talking to our Victorian team yesterday on Zoom, or some of them, Tommy, and we're just again reminding them that, you know, this is a fantastic period for reinventing your business. So for the Victorians, and I know there's quite a big chunk of Victorians that listen to us and others that are locked in at the moment, I mean, you know, use this time because you'll regret it if you don't. At some point, you'll wish you had more time to work on your listing, your prospecting, and of course, ring your past clients. And that's one of the big things. So many people, the excuse they give us is, I don't have time to ring my past clients. Well, guess what? Now you probably do. And by the way, so do they. They're at home, you're at home. So a great time if you are a victim of the lockdown, which we empathize, to really make sure that you're doing the stuff, reinventing. You could come out of the blocks post-COVID as a 9.9 out of 10 lister, even if you go in as a 6.5 out of 10. So that's going to be a game changer. So let's not miss the opportunity. The glass is half full, and yes, it's half empty as well, but the half full bit says you do have opportunity now. Stay safe, but you have the opportunity to really reinvent yourself during this period. I think it was one of our officers said they signed 12 leases, Troy, last week in Victoria because they were so prepared going into it. They had videoed everything and they were signing on glass, Tom, and they'd taken all the measures because the first time round they knew what was ahead of them, and they signed 12 leases. So, you know, you can still, chaos creates opportunity. Some people will go in a cave and hide, and other people are going to come out of the blocks.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're 100% right. Like, John, we were also doing a Zoom to one of our regional markets during the week, and their inquiry has skyrocketed. So they're actually in the process of communicating to all their pipeline clients to say, hey, listen, if you're thinking about coming on the market in the next 6 months, why don't you do it now? There's a lot more people with a lot more time at home looking at the main real estate portals, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day, as opposed to when business was kind of more normal and we could only check it for maybe 10 minutes here or there, or when we got home from work. So there's definitely a spike, especially in those regional markets, the Northern Beaches, the Northern Rivers, so Byron Bay and the surrounds. There's a lot of inquiry from people looking for those lifestyle changes right now.
I think so. Tommy, I'll just add to that. Sorry, before you, because I want to hear your views on it. But no doubt, there's no doubt that there's going to be a lot of activity now that's brought forward. People that were thinking of retiring in 3 years and going for a sea change, tree change, are going to do it earlier. People that were thinking of, you know, spending school holidays at their beach house will actually move there full time and commute by technology. A lot of people will never go back into an office again. They will never go back into an office again, and they will start redesigning their life and saying, well, rather than going up to the Central Coast on school holidays and long weekends, why don't we live there and just commute via Zoom because we can now and technology. So I think the world's changed forever in some aspects, and in many aspects, probably for the better, Tommy.
Well, I think there's a thing called COVID clarity. And I think that what it has done is had people that were a little bit perplexed with their own life, what happened is an event help crystallize it a little bit. Examples include what you've just said, John, because I've had 3 real estate agents in the last 3 weeks ask me views of what it would be like to leave there in Sydney and Melbourne, what it would be like to leave and be working in the far north coast. Some have said the Gold Coast. And they're only mirroring what our consumers are doing. So real estate agents themselves are thinking to themselves, hang on a second, I was thinking 10 years, maybe I should fast forward the plan. So I agree with that. The other thing is Taney Jane got 9 listings since stage 4 lockdown. And I was curious. So I asked him, I said, how did you get 9 listings? He said, Tom, my business is not cold vendors. It's not like I get a vendor that rings me up cold, right? My people that I list with are people I already have a relationship. I've already seen their home. I've already built rapport. It's actually just a documented, formalized process. So one of the things that he said to me is, I'm beginning to realize, hey, if I've already done a listing presentation, if I've already got trust and they ring me up and they say, hey, we're ready to go, why wouldn't I do what I've just done now and shoot them through DocuSign or Adobe, an agency agreement, get it signed up straight away, and then I'm going to, you know, meet them at the photo shoot. And I said, oh, can you do that? He goes, but like what's going to be achieved if I'm just going over anyway? So I think, John, you are right. Some of the things, these new norms, like they're not going back to the way that they used to be. Another thing is real estate agents are telling me now in Sydney, they're doing pre-auction buyer meetings on Zoom. And they're loving it. So your auction's on Saturday. What they're doing is they allocate Friday afternoon. Hey, I want to let you know, you've got to be registered, be there on time. We're going to give you a bidder's guide. By the way, I've got on screen, and they'll share the screen, and they'll say, here are 4 sales that happened this week. How do you feel about these transactions? So what they're doing is they're actually doing a bit of buyer management, buyer rapport building, and also buyer fact finding, trying to work out, are they at a million? Or are these people at $800,000, right? So, yeah, these things that have happened, this clarity, this COVID clarity is helping people better. Some of the things were broken. I mean, I've got to tell you, in my own life, I think the more I think about it, this thing where I would go in to sit in a room with 60 real estate agents and I would leave my home at 4:45 a.m. to be at the airport at 5:30 to catch a 6 o'clock flight, to get out of an Uber at 7:30, to go into a room, have people rocking up late in their car parks, people sort of zooming in and out. I think to myself, hey, that thing's sort of gone and broken. You get all these people on a Zoom call, you send them the recording, life's good.
Yeah, I was speaking to someone that's not in real estate. Their sales activity's gone up 300%, prospecting activity, because people aren't doing all the time wasting in the car and at the traffic lights. another guy we've been trying to recruit in Melbourne for a little while, and he rang us up and he said to one of our guys, look, I'm really excited. I've got some great news. I'm decided to join you. And they said, oh, that's fantastic. He said, but not in Melbourne, in Noosa. He said, the family over the break has decided we've had enough of this. And could you put us in touch with your Noosa team because we want to move up there? So, yeah, I think all of this is exciting stuff, not depressing stuff. It's exciting. It's creating opportunity. Every time someone makes a lifestyle decision like that, there's generally a piece of real estate that has to be bought, sold, or rented. So, yeah, I think we've just got to keep selling your gym members and our audience on here, Tommy, that chaos creates opportunity. The glass is just as half full as it is empty. This is a time for reinvention, redesign, refreshing. And for some, it'll be a staycation. Some will say, I'm just going to take the next 2 weeks off. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to watch Netflix and I'll take my hour a day. And as we said last week, an hour a day is far more than most people do for exercise anyway. So just you know, take it, use it, leverage it. So, yeah, look, I think it's, and we're very empathetic. I mean, I know there are deaths out there and that's just tragic. I know there are other people that are worried about relatives, elderly relatives, that you know, for their safety. And we're totally empathetic to that. And I think there's also opportunity as well. So we can look after ourselves, look after each other, look after our family and friends. And we can also take advantage of the new block of time in Victoria and the other little blocks of time and new experiences. And you're right, Tom, buyer pre-auction Zoom calls with buyer. I just jotted that down. What a great idea. And a lot of our guys used to do that, especially when the market was tough, Tommy. They'd say, oh, it's really tough, so I'm going to get my buyers in the boardroom and I'm going to bring them in on the Thursday night and really get to where they're at. And then kind of when the market started heating up again, people lost that because it was a bit more effort and it sort of clogged up, you know, sort of half their Thursday. But now these are like 10-minute quick Zoom calls, face-to-face. You can see the body language. You can hear them. And you can say, look, you know, 4:45 Thursday, I'd love to just sort of touch base to go through the buyer's guide, what's going to happen, just make sure we're all on the same page. I think it's genius. So, you know, well done, whoever's doing that. And we're going to start doing it as well.
Mm. Now, guys, I had a conversation with someone on the Bay Run. It was very short. And I want to get your view on it because he said, Tom, I've decided that I want to have, I'm not going to be pushing hard. I've decided I'm not going to be pushing hard because to me, family life is more important. And I said to him, oh, like, what do you mean by that? And he goes, well, I'm not going to be one of these real estate agents that sacrifices their personal life for real estate. And my response was, I get it. But I said, I know a lot of people that have got both. And he said, really? And I said, I do. I said, I know a lot of people that have had, you know, long marriages and they're healthy and they seem to not feel like they're missing on anything out. And I've become to realize that sometimes people have got a narrative in their head that things... You can't, that they're mutually exclusive, that you can't actually have both. What's your view on that? Because I know that sometimes people have beliefs that may not serve them.
I agree with their premise. Family life is more important. Yes, 100% agree. But I agree with yours, Tommy. You can have both. And as Dr. Fried used to coach us, in a world of abundance or an age of abundance, everything's possible. You can have a fit and healthy body and mind. You can have a wonderful relationship with your spouse and family and friends. You can make more money than you've ever been able to make ever in history and do it all simultaneously. And unless you have a narrative that says, well, I've got to choose which one of those three is important, the answer is they're all important. Let's figure out a way of doing it. Otherwise, it's a mooring line. So you say, well, I'm riding 250. It's more important for me to have a good family life and good health. So I'm just going to continue riding 250 rather than saying, well, I could ride a million and still have a brilliant, better family life and health. So yeah, it's a mooring line and it's life is more important than business. I agree 100%, but you can have them all in this day and age. Troy, are you happy with that?
Yeah, it's amazing how many people used to and still do get caught up in the unimportant tasks. And I think that's where we're coming to, right, John? It's about choice management. And we've spoken about that before and we've heard different people from around the world and an amazing presentation at ARIC only a couple of years ago about choice management versus time management. And the reality of it is there's so many people that do get caught up in I'm doing it this way because I've always done it this way and I need to do it because I can't trust anyone else to do it. I'll just do it myself. But when you look at those three elements of your life, your health, your family, and then business all together, you can actually achieve it all. I'm a big believer in that. And there's so many examples, John, that we have currently in our business and we've met from around the grounds and being part of this podcast that is proven and evidence that it can happen. And those people are normally the ones that are most they've got the longest longevity in the business as well, in the industry.
Well, Karen Terry, who I did an interview with yesterday, who is McGrath, she's McGrath Northern Beaches, and I think their office is an offshoot of the Manly office, isn't it?
It's Forestville.
So here's the story, which I'm sure both of you would know most of it. Single mother, two children. Here's a quick summary. She said, I made the decision, I wanted to be successful, but I wanted to give the best to my kids. So I sat down and the plan was simple. I'm on my own. I actually decided to actually move in to the family home with my parents. So she lives there. She goes, so we all chip in. The next thing is, I go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. It means I've got to wake up at 4:45. I come home. I often do stuff with the kids during the day. I'll sometimes do stuff with them in the afternoon. And then I'll say, I'm going to my room. And at 7 o'clock till 8:30 at home in the study, I'll do my work. But she goes, as far as I'm concerned, I've become a work-life integrator, not a work-life segmenter. I have created a life. They're doing their homework in their room. I'm doing my calls in my room. We still have our holidays. I have my fitness and life is good. So she's an example. And by the way, it's a great story of showing that your past doesn't equal your future. She's evidence of that because, you know, on the surface, she's told me that she's had her best 2 months in real estate ever, right?
Yep.
Best 2 months ever, you know, and she loves the brand and she loves you guys. And are you one of you or her peer partner? Am I right? No. She said to me she's got a peer partner at head office. Anyway, I could have that bit wrong. But the point I'm making is that Karen Terry, if Karen Terry as a single mum with two kids can go off during COVID and have one of her best times ever. And before we go, I mean, I know that we're over and I'm the one that was rushing to leave you today. I want to share this with you. Her dialogue on how she gets people to allow her into the home for the first day was as simple as, hey, I'm doing an appraisal in your street tomorrow. Whilst I'm doing all that anyway, would you like me to do one for you? It's going to take me around 7 to 10 minutes for me to look at your place and I'm going to give it to you. And she goes, I'm just recycling through those calls all the time. She does 30 of those a day, 30 calls. Yeah. Incredible.
I know, she's phenomenal. I think you said, well, she said, whilst I'm doing all that, I think she might say whilst she's doing the homework or the preparation, she may as well pop in and see them because I agree with you. She's a superstar. I won't even say the future because she and Steve Bock, and she works with Steve closely. They're superstars of the current. And the other thing that she may or may not have mentioned to you, Tom, but I think she still does it, is when, certainly for a long time, when she got into the office, the first thing she did was hand her phone to the receptionist and say, don't give it to me for 3 hours because I've got to be prospecting. Only if it's an emergency or something really key, let me know. So,
yeah, she sets herself for success. She gets her clothes out and she's got them out the night before her gym gear so she doesn't have any friction with, you know, oh, should I get dressed today? They're all there. And that's another thing, that people set them up for success. Like, and I'm trying to do that. I know I've got to stay hydrated. So I've got into the habit where I just have like lots of bottles of water sitting on my table because I find that if it's there, you drink it. If it's not, you sort of make it harder for yourself to get your 6 bottles a day. But guys, let's leave it at that. We've said that Easter's the new Christmas or Christmas is the new Easter. We still can't work out what it is, but what it does mean is, hey, we've had a few stop tarts throughout the year. The people in Melbourne, some of them are having a bit of a break, a little bit of work throughout. All we're saying is maybe enjoy the next couple of weeks, Melbourne, because there's everything to say that we're going to have a very short Christmas this year.
Just a quick upgrade, Tommy. Hydration is critical. I'd love you to go to the glass It's much better for the environment. 6 bottles of plastic bottles into the community. I know you do care about the community, so I'll just leave you on that one. Then at MDA, we are, what are we, Troy? We're socially responsible. We're environmentally aware. What are we?
Environmentally conscious.
So, after 33-minute podcast, I walk away feeling like the bad
See you next week, guys. Bye. Bye, everyone.